The Cardinals looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Dodgers. Carlos Martinez on the hill, and he would show off the leather here in the second scoreless game facing Cody Bellinger.
And here's the next by the Cardinal right-hander, Martinez. Swinging a line shot right back to him. What a play. Wow. You talk about a bullet. The thing went right to his glove. It looked like it had a pitchback machine there, didn't it, John?
I mean, it's just like Yachty bullet. Throwing the ball back to the mound.
Wow, what a great reflexes by Martinez.
Here's a 1-1. And DeYoung shoots it out to center. Taylor spun around, over his head, into the wall. Pham scores. And it's 1-0 Cardinals.
Cody leads, not running. Swing and a miss on an off-speed delivery. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out.
Swing and a miss and a strikeout. Martinez to Barnes. He struck him out looking. Martinez, his seventh strikeout of the night. The 2-0. Fowler, a drive. Deep right field. Trek, whoa, the lead. Dexter goes deep. A little fist pump and a chance and a win for Martinez. And it's 2-1 St. Louis. 3-2. Got him. The Cardinals hold on. A thrilling win.
Cardinals snap a three-game skid and get back to the 500 mark, taking it 2-1. Carlos Martinez the victory, going 8 frames, allowing 1 run, striking out 9. His manager Mike Matheny spoke after the game.
Carlos was great. It was just that one blemish with the one-out walk, base hit, sac fly. Just in control with everything. See the first at-bat of the game, and you wonder if he's going to be able to put his rhythm together, but he made a real quick adjustment and timed up and got his ground ball to play, get us out of the inning, and just sailed. It was just a great mix of everything. He had good movement, he had good location, had good off-speed pitches. It was impressive.
Do you know what Yachty said or how he timed things up after that first at-bat?
No, I think Carlos got the feel for it more than anything else. I mean, he understands when it's all, we've talked about this before, it's the timing of when he gets his hand on top of the ball and when that syncs up with the timing of his stride foot landing. And when he gets that on time, everything else kind of falls in place. But, I thought his last was probably his smoothest. I mean, just the way the ball was coming out, it was effortless but still had the velocity. You're talking at 106 pitches, he still looked really strong. Just an impressive day, and that's kind of what we needed. We needed somebody to step up and have a big day like that, not just by Carlos, but for Dex to come through big for us also.
That's what a stopper looks like, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what that guy at the top, and we always talk about ace when we talk about Adam Wainwright, but we know that ace stuff is what Carlos has, and our opening day guy. The guy comes in and can put a stop to a tough run, and we needed a special performance, and he answered.
If Fowler gets on base there, that's all you really want.
No, I was looking for the homer. Yeah, very clear, wanted the home run. But he's just such a great addition to our club in so many ways. And to be able to come in big like that, he's done it a few times. He knows we need that shot in the arm. We needed a win like this in a bad way. Just a lot of things not going the way we want. And guys played clean and needed the big hit. We talk about that a lot. And Dex came through.
Yachty's hand okay?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think it just got the back of the hand where it gets about 3 or 4 knuckles all at once. And he just need a few minutes to grab the ball and get the blood circulating, because it just goes numb for a couple minutes, and he seemed to be fine after that.
What does a 3-star run like this do for a guy like Martinez's confidence? Obviously, he had a great year as a 3-star, but just to put these 3 stars together like this.
I mean, he's been pretty good all season. I mean, he had a couple blips, but for the most part, when he steps on the mound, I think the other team knows they're going to have their hands full. And to show that kind of stuff that deep into the game just shows the kind of starter we believe he can be. He had a good mix today where he was getting the strikeout when he needed it. He was efficient enough to get him through 8 innings, so that means he was trusting his sinker. It's kind of that we've seen both ends where he's just rearing back and trying to – strike guys out left and right. And then we've seen other days where he does use the bottom of the zone and gets the ground ball. I thought today was a real nice blend of both. And he had to put away pitches in big situations when he had to have them. And, you know, still had lots in the tank. I mean, he's rare. And it's fun when it's all locked in. No, I think it always comes down to the pace of play does go back to the pitcher. And I think everybody has the ability to do their part, whether it's guys getting in the box or making plays. I mean, clean baseball helps pace of play. You know, just yesterday was one of those days, tight zone, high pitch counts all the way around, just going to be one of those days. And you got to figure out how to get it done on those days, too.
What's the emotion in that home run? What does that do to relieve, or obviously beyond just the lead? Can you guys exhale a little bit? I mean,
No, we still had three outs to get. And so, yeah, you never exhale in this game when you're playing anybody in this league. And, you know, a team over there, and they drop one in right from the bat. So there's no reason you exhale. You're probably going to make a mistake. You just keep your head down, keep playing the game, and trust the next guy that comes in is going to do his job. But certainly much better feeling going into the ninth with a lead and knowing that, you know, we got a couple guys we feel can come in and close the door if we need it. And O has been real good and made some really nasty pitches there when he needed to.
Dexter Fowler with the go-ahead home run in the eighth inning. He talked on the field after the win.
Yeah, hit it well. You know, you go up to the plate and, you know, Carlos comes out in the eighth and does what he does. And, you know, you got to try to reward a guy like that.
He hasn't had a lot to show for pitching very, very well. That matters to you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, we feel like we let him down if we don't get a win for him when a guy pitches like that. You know, our whole staff has been doing that, and you know, we haven't been doing anything to reward him. So, you know, hopefully this was a little bit of a reward.
Rough stretch for you guys, too. A reward for you guys. You needed that, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, anytime you lose multiple games, and it's a good team over there. We beat a good team tonight, and we just got to go back and do it tomorrow.
Up next, a series against the Dodgers concludes on Thursday with Adam Wainwright on the hill up against Brandon McCarthy.